We do this thing called the Book of Rock and Roll, where we take people back to the past and play an older song and tell a little story behind it. And usually I do it, and I do all this research, and I'm just horribly wrong, and I come up with all these fictional stories about people's songs. So whenever we have a chance to actually get the real artist, I always try to ask them and bring them on to this little segment we do. If I asked you about Let Love Rule, would you be able to talk about that? Is there a story behind that particular song when you were first getting started with Lenny Kravitz there?
Well, yeah, I can give you my little take on it. It might be a little different than Lenny's, but, you know, I'll give you my take.
Oh, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Well, I met Lenny probably in 86, 87, working on a project, and he was actually the bass player on the project and kind of producer. Then in 88, summer of 88, he called a friend of mine, trumpet player from L.A., and myself out from New York to work on his new project, which we had no idea what it was or anything. And we came out and I did the, in the process of doing these, you know, five or six songs, I did the sax solo for Let Love Rule. And, you know, and we kind of knew that it was a real hit project at the time. We could tell, like, kind of what was going on, and that this was some pretty timely music, you know, so we were a little excited about it. And then in probably towards the end of the year, you know, just, you know, around Christmas or something, he called me and he said the record company really liked my solo. So he flew me out. I think I came out in January or February, and I finished up the record by myself. And we kind of did a Memphis horn, stax horn kind of thing, where it was, you know, all saxophones instead of sax and trumpet and stuff. And so I finished that up, and then came back in May, late May, after I finished some touring, and we started rehearsing, and that was the beginning of the Lenny Kravitz band.
Did he have those kind of notes written for you, or were you kind of told just to do whatever you wanted on there as long as it kind of mixes with what was going on?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew what was appropriate, you know, and then you know, he would direct me to some extent, but you know, it's pretty much how I play,